This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
It is 5 minutes past 12, which means, Joyces, it is time for your favourite pet show. Well, the only pet show on Joy, Pets Allowed. Thank you very much to Leo for yet another fab morning of tunes. My name is Kevin, and joining me on the program today is Oslam and Ellen. Hey, guys.
Howdy. Today on Pets Allowed, we're going to continue waving the feline flag loud and proud.
They have been sharing our homes for thousands of years. They've been close friends of notable intellectuals. Yet for reasons we'll begin to explore in the program today, cats are at times misunderstood, overlooked and even devalued.
As we speak, both our North Melbourne and Echuca shelters have a high number of deserving cats and kittens waiting to be adopted into loving homes.
Each cat is as unique as a fingerprint, but share one thing in common. They desperately want and need to be adopted. So help us celebrate the greatness of cats today and tell us, what is your favourite feline flick?
Oh, look. See, but she likes you.
Yes. Dave, yeah. No, I've run into a bit of a snag here. I think that you're going to have to start showing the house without me.
All right.
Oh, hang on.
Okay.
What is that? Is that a hairball? I'll go get you some water.
Not
you, Dave. I'll be there soon. Hang on. Okay.
I'm on to you, kitty, and you're in big trouble.
I think not, baby puppy. It is you who is in trouble.
Ugh, yuck.
From Russia with love.
Uh-oh.
Now, for those of you who don't know where that is from one of my favourite feline and doggy flicks, which is Cats and Dogs. It's a bit of a scene between a beagle puppy and a little Russian blue.
There's a lot of descriptive noises in that little sound bite there.
There's a few hairballs.
I love that hairball scene.
It's such a great scene. But we do want to hear from you.
Pets Allowed. Have your say. Email now on air at joy.org.au.
You can also SMS us on 0427JOY949. Remember, we want to hear what your favourite feline flick is. We're going to go through the top five feline flicks at the end of the program, but also coming up on Pets Allowed today.
We dust off the history books and look at the place that cats have spent in the history, in our history with people.
We check in with the Campaspe shelter manager about how, why they have so many cats.
We hear from some of the joysters about what they love about cats.
We're going to have a Q&A actually with Alan about microchipping.
And Sammy from Joy's Yes We Are program joins us to tell us about her one very special feline friend.
And as always, at the end of the program, we will have dog dates. But coming up, we are going to meet our pet of the week right after the news wrap. But first, we're going to hear a little bit of Brittany.
A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
Now, as many of you may know, I was not here last week. I was actually hanging out down at the Dog Lovers Show. So last weekend, over 20,000 Melburnians came down to the Royal Exhibitions to be a part of the Dog Lovers Show, and the Lost Dogs Home was there. We had such a great weekend. Oz, what are some of the highlights, do you think? You know, we had people talking about adoption, we had people talking about lots of different stuff.
Yeah, well, the report back really was that our stalls were really busy, inundated with people with questions, and a lot were centred around adoption. People wanted to know what types of dogs and cats we had up for adoption, and we had these little iPads set up for people to flick through and
have a look and see what animals we had at the time.
Yeah, and their profiles. So, there was actually one person that said that they would be heading over to meet this particular dog they liked, they saw.
Excellent.
After the show. So, we know that particular dog got adopted over the weekend, so we're hoping that it was them. So that was great to see. Also, lots of people asking questions about responsible pet ownership.
There's quite a few people getting, you know, some National Pet Register free identification tags, engraved tags.
Yeah.
We had quite a few people coming up saying, hey, look, I adopted from the home. You know, here's my story about this dog or cat that I'd adopted. And people interested in coming down, volunteering, foster care, that sort of stuff. And
and people coming up and talking about the radio show.
Yeah, so yeah. Thank you if you are listening right now and you were at Dog Lover's show and came and said hi. Thank you for that. You might have seen me and Cinder as part of the Incredible Dancing Dogs of Melbourne Canine Freestyle. Just love saying that name. Yeah. It was crazy. Like, you know, we were on at 10:30 every morning. We thought, oh, you know, you're not going to get that many audience. But at 10:30, it was packed. You know, there was just everyone was there. Everyone loves dogs. Everyone's really interested in that kind of thing. And it was just really a great experience. Mm. And yeah, definitely every time I walked past the Lost Dogs home stand, they were inundated with people.
And that was the first one ever, wasn't it?
Yeah. So
is it going to be yearly now?
Yeah, they're looking at bringing it back next year, as well as maybe looking at some different locations. So bringing it to different states and everything like that. But 20,000 people for a first year show is quite a great show.
It
was a lot of fun.
It sounds like it was. And I think, you know, particularly with like dog dancing, for instance, it's such a different thing. And, you know, it was a good way for people to find out about it.
Yeah, a lot of people had sort of never seen it before and were really curious about what dog dancing actually is.
And loads of people at work are getting into it, aren't they?
Yeah, there is at least three of us. Yep. And we
lunchtime every day.
You see, usually the border collies.
Yep.
But, you know, it is open and accessible to any sort of dog as well. So it's a lot of fun. It's a good thing that you can do with your dog. It's very positive. It's very rewarding. And I love it. And I think everyone else loves it as well.
We're going to have to cover this.
We're going to have to talk about different sports and dog dancing and stuff like that. Mm. Now, Oz, we also had a bit of an adoption story this week.
We did. We had a pet profile on Barney, who was adopted from our Echuca shelter, by a couple from Melbourne. So they made the trip up there. It happens. It's fantastic. People get on a road trip.
Yeah.
And Barney is an Australian cattle dog mix. Very, very sweet looking dog. Sweet personality match, really friendly, positive, all of that kind of stuff. And he has a quirky little thing that he does. He sleeps on his back.
Oh, okay.
Like a human.
Interesting.
if you'd like to read more about the story, check it out on dogshome.com.
And you can also find a bit more about the Dog Lover Show as well. But right now,
this week's Pet of the Week.
Alan's going to introduce us quickly to our Pet of the Week.
Pet of the Week this week is Tails, and as we're doing a program all about cats, he is a cat. He's about 4.5, almost 5-year-old domestic medium hair. He's ginger and white. He's a really lovely fluffy boy, and he will need his new owners to regularly groom him to keep his coat not free and looking his best. He loves to be patted. He loves to find a warm spot to snooze the day away, and he's one of those cats who's a bit of a dribbler. So
he is a bit of a dribbler.
Really happy, he drools.
He absolutely does drool.
He's got his own quirk as well. His ID number is 939394. He's at North Melbourne, so that's 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne. You can contact us there on 03 9329 2755, and obviously you can see him on the website, so dogshome.com.
And you can also find a photo of Tails on our Facebook page as well, but head on over to our Joy program page on joy.org.au to find all of that. Now, did you know that cats have been warming the laps of humans for thousands of years? It is believed that domesticated cats date back to almost 8000 BC. Now, up next, we're going to look at some cat facts you may not actually know. But right now, let's get a bit of...
from Neighbours, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Welcome back to Pets Allowed, where today we're talking all things cat. I'm Kevin, I'm here with Oslam and Alan, and we want to hear from you. We want to know what your favourite feline flick is. We had a tweet in from Wine Country Dog, who actually doesn't watch TV, apparently. It's funny dog doesn't watch TV, though my dog does, as she liked to show us on Saturday.
Yeah,
she was watching herself.
My sister's dog loves barking at the TV.
And their owner, apparently, does not actually review their favourite movies. So, well, thank you for that tweet. But we do want to hear from you. If you have a favourite cat flick, SMS us 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. It is estimated there is over 220 million domestic cats worldwide, with most of those being concentrated in North America and Europe. So what are some cat facts you wouldn't actually know, Alan?
Well, domestic cats are part of the genus Felis catus, and all cats are descended from a common ancestor about 10 to 15 million years ago. The domestic cat's most recent ancestor is the African wildcat, and domestication appears to have taken place about 8,000 years BC in the Middle East. most people traditionally think, or historians think, of the domestication of cats happening in Egypt because cats were such a cult object in ancient Egypt. But actually, going way before that, in Cyprus, I think 9,500 years ago, there is evidence of a human being and a cat being buried together.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, and cats weren't actually native to Cyprus, so the cats that arrived on Cyprus arrived there with the people.
Ah.
So it's quite interesting. It goes way back. Yeah.
Mm. Now, as Alan, I was going to say Olin, it's Oslam and Alan combined.
It's a hybrid.
As Alan just mentioned, in ancient Egypt, cats were regarded as sacred animals, with the goddess Bastet was often depicted in cat form. The Romans were actually often credited with introducing domestic cats from Egypt to Europe, but it's possible that cats were already there before the Roman Empire because they might have been present in the late Iron Age. Domestic cats were spread throughout much of the rest of the world during the Age of Discovery as they were carried on sailing ships. Part of the reason is that, and they still do that nowadays actually on Navy ships and things, is to have a cat on there to keep the rats and mice away and gave them away from the food. And they're also thought to be good luck charms as well.
And that's quite contrary to what we think when we think of cats. We think of, you know, sort of maybe later on in history how they were sort of represented as bad luck, really. But the Japanese also considered cats to be good luck. So maybe if you've headed down to Chinatown or gone into a shop and seen those cats that sit at the door with their hands that bop up and down, that is actually a good luck charm. Following on from a legend in Japan that a cat waved a paw at a Japanese landlord who was intrigued by this gesture, and then a few seconds later, lightning bolt struck where the landlord had been previously. So the landlord had moved because the cat waved to it, and then it was just, well, it was said that basically the cat was good luck, and yeah, that little object stems from there. Cats are also seen as good luck in Russia as well. They've been considered good luck there for a long time, and what generally happens is when someone moves into a new home, they will have a cat walk through it, and
considered good fortune.
Yeah, that's supposed to bring about good fortune.
They've also been, you know, the fellows of thinkers, you know, well-known thinkers such as Albert Einstein, who actually kept a house cat during his years at Princeton. And now, Alan, tell us a bit more about cats themselves, though, just quickly.
Well, cats are part of a group of animals known as commensal domesticates. So they were attracted to areas that people lived because, I suppose, there was a source of food there. And mice, rats and sparrows are all the same. So they all sort of just
come to the sort of same area.
Yeah. And then I suppose as time goes on, they just get used to each other and get closer and closer. Unlike dogs, they didn't undergo major changes during their domestication, meaning they're still very close to and can breed with their wild cousins, which can lead to problems. You know, lots of areas have problems with wild and feral cat populations. They're solitary hunters, but they're really social species. They communicate in lots of different ways. They use sound, so they hiss, they purr, they snarl, they spit. They use pheromones, which are scent marking, and they use body language really, really strongly. So if you've ever seen a cat with a big spiky tail, it's,
you know what you're dealing with. Right, yeah.
Yeah. Metabolically, they're very distinct from other species, so they're really quite finely designed. They're obligate carnivores, which means they have to have a diet based on meat. And actually, they can survive with very little water. Apparently, they can survive on a meat-based diet with no excess water. Their kidneys are very, very, very efficient. And that, I suppose one side thing of that is cats are really prone to kidney disease, especially when they get older. And because they produce such concentrated urine, they're prone to bladder problems as well, so they get bladder stones and crystals. They have very few taste buds, and they can't taste sweet things. They can really only taste bitter things, amino acids, and sour flavors. And the final thing I think that's really important is they lack many metabolic pathways which other animals have. So drugs which are perfectly safe to us and dogs can be really, really toxic to cats. So that's things like paracetamol, aspirin. Lilies are really poisonous to cats, so never, ever give any of those things to
your
cat.
Yeah, or have lilies around the home. Well, thank you very much for that. Right after this, we're going to have a look at some of the misconceptions about cats and also shelter cats. You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy at 94.9.
Hi, this is Daryl Summers, and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
As long as they've been in our lives, cats have unfortunately gotten a bit of a bad rap. From black cats associated with witchcraft and bad luck, to women being labelled as crazy cat ladies if they are aged over 30 and happen to love cats. Melissa, I'm looking at you if you're listening. We sadly see cats misrepresented time and time again. What we're going to do now, though, is shed some light on misconceptions about cats. Oh, and Martha as well, if she's listening. That's another crazy cat lady we have at work.
She's not.
I reckon she is.
See, it's a misconception.
It is a big misconception. We're going to look at misconceptions on cats and shelter cats. Now, Alan, take us through some of these.
Well, people often think cats are too independent and so they don't think they're going to make good pets. But actually, most cats love attention and they love playing, although they do it on their own terms. So they're not quite as dependent on you as a dog, but they still like being around people.
Yeah, I suppose the next point is that people think that they don't need much affection, and it's kind of from, I think, their demeanour. They sort of will sort of not gallop towards you like a dog does, you know, and demand for.
Although
for
often
pets.
They do. I mean, anyone who's had a cat, cats wake you up in the morning. You know, they
usually
get on
with
the
a
bed,
swipe
with
to the
a
face,
swipe to the paw and purring,
saying,
and
"Come and
you,
feed me.
Come and feed me. Give me attention." So
on their terms, I suppose. Affection. But that's when you go and you will pat them and cuddle them, and they love it.
Yeah, people will often get cats because they think they're really, really low maintenance, and they are low maintenance, but you need to remember that they still need care and attention. So they still need vaccinations, mm-hmm. they need worming, they need flea treatment, they will need veterinary treatment throughout their lives, so you can't just get one and think it'll look after itself.
And many people think as well that you can't form a bond with a cat, that you can't train them like you can a dog, but you actually can. Generally, if you start from kitten age and adult cats, you can actually train them to do tricks. There's some great videos online of cats doing exactly the same tricks as a dog can do. So it's just, you know, they can be trained. It's just a little bit more persistence than, say, training a border collie.
It's true. And another misconception is that cats and dogs are arch enemies. They don't always get along, but I know my dog and cat were best of friends. And actually, Sammy will tell us later in the program as well how her cat and dog get along together. So that's a bit of a misconception as well.
That's cats in general, but shelter cats have somewhat a double whammy when it comes to misconceptions, because people tend to think that they've been abandoned for a reason, say, behavioural or health issues. Now, this isn't always the case. Sometimes it's just circumstances change, like with dogs, and they can't keep them anymore. There's nothing wrong with the cat. We do assess them to make sure that their behaviour's up to scratch before they actually got for adoption as well. Alan, I also see a lot of older cats.
We've got lots and lots of adult mature cats up for adoption at the moment, and I think people often don't look at them as much as kittens because they think they're not going to last very long. You know, they're going to get attached to them, form a bond with them, and then they're going to get old, and unfortunately they're going to lose them. But you need to remember that cats can live up to 18, sometimes 20 years old. So if you're taking on a 4 or 5 year old cat, you have got at least 10 years there.
You do indeed. And when we spoke to Joyce's, and we'll be listening to that soon.
21-year-old cat with Beck and Leanie.
That's right. And Philippe had a cat that lived until
17. Both. He had two cats that lived until 17. So we'll be hearing about that as well. Now, we have heard about having lots of cats. We do have lots of cats at the shelter. We are going to be talking to Kate Kemp, our shelter manager at Kempasby. We did talk to Karina last week, our shelter manager, cat shelter manager in North Melbourne.
Yes.
Just quickly, Oz, what's the reason we have so many cats?
Well, in North Melbourne, it's a bit different. We're not having so many cats coming in, but it's just the fact that our facilities are actually really great. And Karina was saying that, you know, because they've been improved so much, since 2010, the actual cat enclosures they restrict cat flu from spreading. They're not as stressful in there, so cats are actually staying with us a lot longer, and so that's why we desperately want people to come along and meet some of these cats, particularly some cats have been with us for several months now, so please do meet them and say hello.
We are unashamedly plugging our dog cats.
We are, and don't worry, if you do have a cat already, there are ways to manage having a multi-cat household as well. So, you can ask us at the home, you can give us a call, 932-927-555, or check out our website, dogshome.com. But you can also learn more about welcoming a cat into your home, checking that out on the Lost Dogs Home fact sheet on our website, dogshome.com. You're on Joy at 94.9 with the Lost Dogs Home. We are talking all about cats. Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Tell us what your favourite feline flick is, 0427-JOY-949, or email onair@joy.org.au. Right after this, we're going to hear from the Joysters about what they love about their cats. This is Vanessa Amorosi with The Power. You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home, Joy 94.9. I want the power. Give me the
Aloud on Joy 94.9.
Last week, our fundraising department shared their love of cats with us. Today, we thought we'd direct the mic to cat lovers here behind the scenes at Joy. Jason Biggs, production manager at Joy, and he's going to start off here with telling us how cats came to have a special place in his heart.
I think the thing about cats is that, you know, often people say they're a cat person or they're not a cat person. I guess I grew up thinking I wasn't a cat person because I never had a cat. None of my relatives had a cat as a pet. But then when I started meeting different people that had cats as pets, I loved them. Like, they were always so nice and playful.
Hey, I'm Rebecca. I have a cat. She's 21 years old. So 147-year-old cat, as you would expect, is laying around. She eats and she sleeps. And she meows very loudly when she's hungry.
I guess on a more personal note, when I first met Chris, my partner, about 4 years ago, he had a cat named Ando, and Ando just hated me. Ando hated me, didn't want to go around anyone, didn't like anyone. He was an indoor cat. And over a year and a half to 2 years, I really started to see him warming towards me, and I really liked that. And then all of a sudden, he was coming up to me and rubbing, you know, himself against my leg and all that kind of thing. And his housemate was shocked because she didn't really like me much either. So she really enjoyed seeing that the cat liked me.
I'm Conrad, I'm the general manager at Joy 94.9. I think I really am jealous of their lifestyle, of the ability to just really kind of enjoy life for everything that it throws at them. So, you know, the sleeping, the eating, the constant affection, and the fact that people really dote on their cat and, you know, give them a lot of attention. And growing up with all of the cats that we had, I always really, must admit, had a preference for the kind of big, fat ones that you could cuddle and the ones that would sit on your lap. But I just think that they're just such a unique creature and they're such an interesting addition to have around the house. They've got big personalities.
Very distinct personalities. Smart, playful. Hi, I'm Philippe and I work at Joy. I've always been a dog person. I actually have two dogs now, but I'm surprised how much I fell in love and how much I enjoyed having cats. They were enormously entertaining. Tessie was the mother, and Pebbles ended up surviving till they lived to the ripe old age of 17. They were awesome.
Look, I think they're amazing pets, and they're perfect for so many different people, young people, older people that can't move around so much, and I think they really help give someone like a sense of being at times if they really need that support. No.
Thank you very much to the Joysters who shared their love of cats. It was actually really interesting having a chat with the Joysters behind the scenes.
That was lovely.
Yeah. And we've got one more Joyster joining us in the studio right now. Sammy, welcome to the program.
Hello. It's nice to be back in playing with you.
Yeah, normally you were in on Fridays after us, but you've shunned us to go into the Yes We Are time
slot. I know you can catch me and Lisa at 7 on a Friday now, so I'm still a Friday girl.
Oh, you just a bit
Friday's
later.
Friday's a nice day to be on radio. I think it sort of launches you into the weekend.
Yes, yeah, and that's what Lisa and I do. We launch in with our crazy chit chat and our rocking out music. Two crazy lesbos on air.
It's all women's music as well.
No, it's everything.
Oh,
we
wonderful.
Do like Sammy's luscious lesbian hit of the week, but oh. Lisa always has her hit and Nurse Godfrey's health. You know,
yeah, so. I have heard about Nurse Godfrey.
No, it's a lot of fun, but yeah, no, it's great being in here and. I'm a cat person.
You are a cat person.
And a dog person, which is, you know, a bit strange, I think. Well, I'm strange, so you know.
Look, and I have met, you know, I've met your cat and I've met your dogs as well, but you have had another cat as well that lived quite a while. And we have lots of adult cats at the shelter and, you know, a lot of people think, oh, adult cats, they're not going to live that long. But you've had a cat that lived to 17.
No, actually 19.
19.
Yeah, Garfield. So I had an orange female, which I believe, I don't know, Alan maybe can correct me on this. I believe orange is a dominant male.
Yeah, most
colour.
Of them are male.
Yeah.
So,
and of course her name was Garfield. You know,
it's a brilliant name.
Because I let my young
cousin
name her. But yeah, no, she was fabulous. And the only reason that it only got to 19 is she deteriorated mentally very quickly. So, you know, we had to just take her to the vet. But she was a farm cat and a house cat and just amazing.
They're really adaptable, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And I like, I've always had older cats. You know, I don't get the whole kitten thing because, you know, you've got to train them and, you know, they're cute. But, you know, we have lives and we, you know, work and any animal has to have time spent with them. And I've always adopted older cats mainly for that reason, because if they're coming from a shelter, you know they're already potty trained. You know, they're not going to rip up your furniture. You've got an idea on, you know, their mental status and how they're going to fit in, whether it's you've got a dog and they're going to fit in or you've got another cat and they're going to fit in. So, you know, so I just think, you know, and like I said, my girl lived to 19. So, you know, I've got them, you know, 3, 4, I even got a 7-year-old in the past. So it still lived a while.
So, and you've got a cat now, haven't you? Who's not quite that old.
I do. My boy's 7 and he's a dude. Hey, what can I say? He was a Rottweiler in his last life.
Yeah, he definitely seems like that.
He's a big, big cat.
I hear he snores like a trucker.
He does. He snores like a trucker after a lot of bevvies. My puss sleeps with me, as does my dog, and my cat is the boss of the house. But I've spent so much time with him and have actually trained him like a dog. So he will sit, he will stay, he will lie down. I have a conversation with him and he talks back. He's the first one at the door and he tells my dogs what to do, and it's just fabulous.
So after a bit of a hiatus, you've actually got him back. What kind of a role has he played in your life? What kind of a bond do you have with him right now?
He was always my cat. When I moved out of my previous house, my housemate kept him because we were living on a farm and wasn't sure how he would transition to being, you know, back in the city, because he hasn't been in the city for a few years. And I was at the point where I was speaking to you guys every week. I miss my cat terribly. You know, I want him back. Yeah. I'm going to come and adopt one. And had already started looking online.
You were about to, weren't you?
Yes, I was. I was ready to walk in. And my housemate said, I've just got a dog. The cat absolutely hates it. And because my cat's really tough, he was actually giving the dog a hiding every day.
Oh, no.
And so, yeah, I got him back. And it was just absolutely fabulous. And because, you know, he's 7, he's at that age, and he just has settled in so well, and it's just been perfect.
And all back to normal.
Yeah.
And now, Sammy, you have dogs and cats, but you know, you're going to agree with me here that dogs are definitely better than cats.
See, I've got...
Do you love them equally?
I do love them equally, but I have to admit, my cats, you know, I've always had cats and I've always had little dogs, but my cat has a very special place in my heart. You know, I struggle with depression at times, and my cat knows what I'm thinking. You know, he's the first person I sit down, mum's not feeling okay, he's on my lap,
check
he's giving
out,
me cuddles,
make sure, yeah.
He's having a conversation with me. At night time, I say to him, okay, time for bed. He's on the bed before the dog. When it gets really cold, he actually walks up to me, stands on my head on the pillow and says, Mum, it's cold. I have to be under the doona.
Got to warm you up.
So I've got to be very careful not to move during the night, because then he tells me off.
Now, thank you so much for joining us on Pets Aloud today, Sammy. It has been a pleasure.
No worries. And I just want to say, you know, go and have a look at the older cats. Kittens are fabulous, but an older cat is already trained. You know, I just get so much pleasure out of my cat. And you can be a cat person and a dog person. It's not, you know, a
one
given, you
other.
Have to be
yeah.
one or the other. And cats and dogs learn to exist in the same space. So, you know, your dog will get over it if you decide you want to go and find
They'll
a cat.
They'll learn the parameters.
Yeah, exactly.
Quickly, won't they?
Yeah, the cat will walk in and go, dude, I'm the boss.
Thank you so much, Sammy. Don't forget, you can catch her tonight from 7 p.m. alongside with Lisa for Yes We Are on Joy 94.9.
G'day, this is Mike Larkin, Weather Guy, Channel 10. Best thing about being the weather presenter, you can be wrong and still get paid. But more importantly, we love listening to Pets Aloud every Fridays from noon.
The Australian Animal Protection
Day of the Month. For more information, search Helen Melbourne on Facebook.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
We're back on Pets Aloud. We are looking at what your favourite feline flicks are today. We're talking all about cats. Now, we did receive a message in from Jordan and Betty. Their favourite is Milo and Otis. But we do want to hear from you on 0427JOY949 or email on air at joy.org.au. So, do you have any plans this weekend? Why not drop by either our North Melbourne shelter or maybe make the road trip up to Echuca to our Campasby shelter to meet some of our fantastic felines in person?
Currently, the Echuca shelter is also experiencing a huge number of cats, and here to tell us why is shelter manager Kate Kemp.
Kate, thank you for joining us again on Pets Aloud.
Hey guys, how are you going?
Good, thank you. Now, Kate, why is there so many cats?
Oh, well, they're coming from certainly been hanging around up our ways for sure. While it's a bit colder for us, it's still warm enough for the cats. I think it's still time to continue to reproduce.
Oh dear, so they're just sort of, that kitten season that used to exist doesn't really exist anymore, does it?
No, it seems to have faded away, but particularly this year more than ever before, we're still seeing high numbers of kittens and pregnant cats coming through the door.
Yeah, at the North Melbourne shelter we're getting quite a lot of adult cats. Is that the same for Echuca?
Yes, certainly have more adult cats than we do kittens. But we certainly get a combo of both still at the moment. we've got about 23 adult cats and three at the moment up for adoption, with going up for adoption this afternoon once they've had their surgery. Much like Melbourne, we're experiencing very high numbers, and for the shelter of our size, it's quite a lot.
And just over the past week, you received a bit of media attention. Has that sort of flowed through to any adoptions?
Yes, it certainly has. We've been very fortunate to have the media help us out, and the local paper and a few other avenues as well. And resulted in five kittens and two cats being adopted.
That's great. And Kate, if people are listening and they want to adopt a cat, what do you encourage them to do?
Come in and see us and have a look and see what we've got here. We're outside our sale yards, 520 Mackenzie Road. Give us a call or dump onto the website, obviously, to have a look at some pictures and get an idea of what's here before you come.
And you've definitely got plenty of cats there looking for new homes.
We certainly do.
Well, Kate, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to chat to you today about the trying to get these cats a home. We are obviously, at the same with North Melbourne at the moment, but we definitely want to help out you guys as much as possible. So if people want to take the drive up to Echuca, is there plenty of other stuff to do up there?
Oh, there's plenty of things to do. It's a beautiful place to visit and plenty of things to look at.
Thank you so much for joining us, Kate.
No worries. Thank you.
Been a pleasure.
Bye.
And you can check out all our contact details for all our shelters on our website, which is dogshome.com. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy.
Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
It is time for a bit of a Q&A with Dr. Alan Bolton, the senior veterinarian at the Lost Dogs Home. Oh, sorry, at the Lost Dogs Home Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. Alan, we do encourage people to adopt, but unfortunately pets are still being bought from pet shops and some ethical breeders as well. We're talking about microchipping this week. What is something happening at the veterinary clinic you're finding?
Well, it's just we've had quite a lot of lost dogs and cats coming in, and we're always really excited when we find microchips, but when we go to trace those microchips, they're not connected to the owner. They're still connected to the breeder or the pet shop that the owner has bought the kitten or puppy from. Mm. So I think what's really important, and it's just a plea to people, that if they buy a puppy or a kitten from somewhere other than a shelter, it's really important that they get the microchip paperwork, and it's really, really important that they change it into their name and make sure it's properly registered in their name, because it's really frustrating and really disappointing not to be able to reunite people with their pets. And, we can contact the pet shop or we can contact the breeder, but they don't always remember who they sold the puppy or kitten to. So it's not really a question, it's just a plea. Mm-hmm. Please make sure, I know you're excited when you get a puppy or a kitten, but this is a really important thing that you need to do.
So obviously first thing, contact your microchip register, put through that change of ownership form. Yep. Make sure all details are up to date.
And hang on to a copy of the form so that you've got it, so that you know the number. Mm-hmm. So that you can chase it up if there's a problem. And the first time you take your puppy or kitten to the vet, get them to scan it to make sure it all works.
And also, if you have a dog now or a cat now that, you might not be sure whether or not you have actually updated their microchip or that you've updated it recently, make sure you check that out as well. Thank you very much for
that,
Alan.
Yeah, just take it into a vet clinic, get them to scan it, and they can search the chip for you.
If you have a vet-related question for Alan, send us an email, lostdogshome@joy.org.au. Right after this, we have dog dates, and we're going to announce our top 5 feline flicks.
Bitty radio station. Heard a message from a local community group that interests you but missed the details? Head to joy.org.au and click on the community directory. One of our proud Joy sponsors has enticed you to find out more, but you missed their phone number. Check out our new sponsor directory. Missed your favourite Joy program and can't wait till next week's show? Take a look at the program grid, click on your program of choice, and check out their blog and podcast. The new Joy website. The new Joy website. It's the new look this season. Keep informed and entertained with joy.org.au.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
Welcome back to Pets Aloud with the Lost Dog Sam and Joy 94.9. We only have one dog date this week. It's getting into winter, so there's not a lot happening. Alan, what is going on though?
Well, there is the Million Paws Walk, we're having a companion animal microchipping date. Now, this is for anyone who might be streaming to the program in Queensland.
Or if you have friends in Queensland that you want to pass this information on to.
It's a microchipping day on the Great Lawn, Broadwater Parklands, Marine Parade, Southport, Queensland. It's from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's on Sunday, the 19th. It costs $25, and you need to book that on
1300 Reg Pet, or you can go online to petregister.com.au/events. You can also check out all the other events that are coming up at that stage as well. Oh, sorry, I was just distracted blank. Just distracted by an email then. Now, our top five feline flicks. Now, we did have a bit of a thing that came in. Number five was Milo and Otis, and unfortunately there was a bit of an issue with Milo and Otis. It wasn't a very good film in terms of animal welfare. So
yeah, it was way back in 83, I think.
Yeah, then they really didn't think about that kind of thing. So
we did get that voted in at five.
Number four,
Shrek 2 with Mr. Puss in Boots, one of my favourite characters.
Hate Mondays.
Oh, come on now, is he really that good looking?
Are you kidding? He's gorgeous. He has a face that looks like it was carved by angels.
Oh, you mean this one, Oz?
Oh, I do.
Shrek.
For you, baby, I could be.
That is a good movie. If you haven't seen it, definitely go and check it out. Number three.
At number three, we have The Aristocrats.
Everybody Wants to Be a Cat.
That's right.
It's Aristocats. Not Aristocrats.
Oh, Aristocats, sorry.
That's all right.
I thought I was saying cats.
What about number two?
Number two, Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey, filmed
in 1983. Number one.
Drum roll.
My favourite, Cats and Dogs, which is a great film. If you haven't seen it, go and check it out.
I think it's Alan's favourite.
Now, Alan, quickly give us a reminder of our pet of the week this week.
Our pet of the week was Tails, a sort of 4.5, 5-year-old domestic medium hair ginger and white cat. He's really friendly and he dribbles when he's happy. And his number is 939394.
If you did miss that today, don't forget you can check out our podcast at joy.org.au. Pets Aloud. Next week, it is International Day Against Homophobia, as well as National Families Week. We're going to look at the role that cats and dogs play in our families. You've been on Pets Aloud with the Lost Dogs. I enjoyed 94.9. Don't forget to walk your dogs.
And pat your cats.
Thank you for having us.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.